Welcome to the Father's Vineyard Audio Podcast. Here is today's message.
I want you to go to Mark chapter 6, and we're going to review just a little bit, but I'm talking about something that I do believe, that this is one of the principles of God, that if we don't have it inside us, our life will not go as well as it should. Do you hear what I'm saying? If this is one of the principles of God, that if we don't have it inside us to do, to give, that our life will not go well as it should. And it's talking about honor. Everybody say the word honor.
Honor.
Say it again.
Honor.
What do you think God is saying about honor concerning your parents?
Honor.
Honor your parents. Honor your parents. And by the way, if you honor your parents, what's the... Oh, long life. All right. So see, promises are there for us if we learn the principles that God wants us to learn. Let me say this before I really get started into it. If you don't have the revelation of something, you will not practice it. If you just know about it, doesn't mean you're going to practice it. But if you've got a revelation of something and it has pierced your heart about it, you'll practice what you have a revelation of. Because the Bible says, he said, if we know, if we have the revelation of the truth will make us free. But you're going to have to know intimately that truth if you want to walk in freedom. Does that make sense? Because we can walk in freedom that we have. If we don't have the freedom, that freedom we won't walk in. We may dance around it. We may experience it from time to time, but we won't have a lifestyle in it. And we need to upgrade our lifestyle concerning honor.
Amen.
Honor is very important to God. We should honor him, honor each other, honor mother and our fathers, honor the policemen, honor those in authority, honor our government. And I know everybody sort of gets they don't deserve honor. He didn't say honor to those that deserve it. He said honor all men. And it gives you some areas that you should show honor to. It doesn't mean you're going to have to agree. Y'all got it? You don't have to agree. But just because you disagree doesn't mean you dishonor. You can disagree. And you don't have to agree on, even in the government, you don't have to agree on policies. But you need to show honor.
Amen?
Amen?
Amen.
And that includes our president, our government, our cabinets, the houses, the Senate. You know, a political spirit can come in and just really disrupt and destroy honor if we let it. Just because of opinions. And sometimes truth. When you study Jesus' life and you begin to see that he's amongst his disciples and he knows who's going to betray him. But he's all inclusive in washing their feet. He's about to be given up by one of his own. Betrayed by one of his own. And yet he humbles himself, gets on his knees, and honors. You don't have to honor the conduct. And when you cannot honor the person, you honor the position. Don't get quiet on me. This is very important, and I'm about to tell you why it's so important. That it does impact your life. It will impact the life of others as well. Mark 6:2 says this. Where does man get these things? He's talking about Jesus. And what wisdom is this which is given to him? Where did he get this wisdom? Where did he get this stuff? Where did he get the power to do such mighty miracles performed by his hands? And then asking the question because verse 3 says, is this not carpenter's son? Is he not a carpenter? Where does he come off that he's all this? the son of Mary, the son of James, and lists his sisters, his brothers. And the very next thing says, and they were offended. Here's Jesus, the Son of God, doing miracles and doing mighty works and showing wisdom that is beyond anybody's knowledge of having. And yet, they want to keep him how they see him and not how God says that he is. So he's nothing special. And they become offended. And Jesus says this. He says, a prophet is not without honor except in his own country and in his among his own relatives and his own house. Verse 5 says, and he could do no mighty works there. Could do no mighty work there. Didn't say he, we talked about this 2 weeks ago. Didn't say he wouldn't. Said he couldn't. He could not do the mighty things that he wanted to do. He could not release a power that was going to impact who he was around. Said he could not because he had limitations. What was the limitations? Unbelief. But where did unbelief come from?
No honor.
No honor. Good word. No honor. See, when you start dishonoring, you start having unbelief. What you don't honor, you won't believe. It's pretty simple. What you don't have respect for, you won't honor it, and you won't believe what they have. So he looks and he said he could do no mighty miracles there, could do no mighty works there, except lay his hand on a few sick people and heal them. Now I'm sure those few sick people that he laid hands on were very grateful. But I'm also sure that the people that needed that touch of God that he could not do because of the lack of honor, I'm sure they stayed sick for that reason. See, your dishonor can impact other people who stand in need. So you have people that are in need of certain things that you're around, and if you begin to disrespect and dishonor, but once again, you can disagree without dishonoring. See, we think dishonor is just something that you do. But see, it is something that you do, but it's not tied to only in doing. It can be an attitude as well. For instance, you know, I don't require anybody to call me pastor, preacher, reverend, or I don't require a title. I'm not looking for one. I was born with the name Terry. Terry's just fine with me. But I'm okay with you calling me whatever you're comfortable with calling me, but I'm not requiring it. Does that make sense? No, you got to call me this. No. I'm not seeking that. Because I know this, you can call me pastor and have a bad attitude. Well, pastor, get it? See, Jesus said, "You honor me with your lips." See, it's out of here that they're saying, I'm honoring you, I'm honoring you, I'm honoring you. But he also says, your heart is not even close to me. See, it's the attitude. See, you can do all the outward things. See, you can be doing things right, but having an attitude that stinks. If you're hearing me, raise your hand. Okay. So honor is a deep thing, and that's the reason I'm saying that if we lose the ability to honor, it will impact our living. It will impact our life. And it'll impact others as well. But anyway, he said that he could only heal just a few people lay his hands on a few people, and the Bible says, and he marveled because of their unbelief, and their unbelief came from their dishonor. See, honor, like I said, honor is one of those principles that I think if we don't have, our life begins to go askew in different ways because we haven't learned how to honor. You know, how many of you had absolutely perfect parents? Absolute perfect. Well, I'll challenge those, you know. I'll challenge those two hands, but nobody's absolutely perfect. Neither were your parents. They didn't qualify because of their behavior for your honor. They qualified for your honor when God said, honor your mother and your father, even in their imperfection. Honor them. Now, I'm not saying you're being disrespectful but by saying that they weren't perfect. Because I don't know of one perfect human being that ever lived on this earth. See, honor is something that we really must put back into our society. Really need to put it into the generations that are forthcoming. Because we've sort of lost our ability to be able to do that. And when that happens, you see what you're seeing on earth today. When you dishonor to the place that even if you do disagree, you can disagree without being dishonorable. Disagree doesn't require dishonor. Okay. Say amen or oh me, one of the two. I did whichever one you want to. See, but when we're not able to honor in our culture, and our culture flourishes in dishonor. They call it flourishing. All you got to do is be disrespectful to somebody that somebody else wants to promote, as far as promote the disrespect. Y'all hear me? They don't want this person respected, and you're out here dishonoring them. You're going to get the biggest platform, and you're going to get the biggest microphone. Why? Because that's what they want. That's what they want to fill up. You hear what I'm saying? When a culture is feeding on disrespect, they will look for every disgruntled person and begin to feed them the microphone and the platform and a place on the news. Why? Because they want that promoted. Are y'all getting this? Okay. I'm just telling you the truth. It's not a political statement. It's the culture that we're in that is doing this. That's not the culture that we live in. It's the culture that we're in, but we're not of it. Amen. We're in this world. We're not of the world. We're of the kingdom of God. Everybody okay with that? So when you start dishonoring and start disrespecting, and this person wants to fertilize that, then expect you to have the microphone. You'll have the platform because they'll want to promote that. See, that's the way of the world. It's not the way of the kingdom. Amen. The way of the kingdom is honor, love, and respect. When I was growing up, when was that, Pastor? When I was growing up, we were taught to honor. We were taught to show respect. We were taught, matter of fact, you say yes, sir. You say no, sir. You say yes, ma'am. You say no, ma'am. And you don't disrespect adults. You don't disrespect what they have. You don't disrespect their property. You don't disrespect. Now today, it's celebrated when you start disrespecting somebody else's stuff. Why? That's our culture. Why is our culture that way? We have lost the ability to honor. We can't disagree without tearing up stuff, burning up stuff, tearing down stuff. See, we were taught that. And listen, I'll be very honest with you. Just get out of line a couple of times and you'll get reminded from the bottom up. We got reminded, you know, said, oh, no, you can't, don't treat people that way. And when the police come, yes, sir, no, sir. Yes, sir, I will. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Do you hear me? No, I'm not putting up with it. Well, guess what's going to happen? That's the reason they're called law enforcement. You see, the reason it's so easy to do that is because the culture's feeding off of it. Matter of fact, they'll set up a camera to make sure they get video of it. Are you hearing me? I'm telling you the truth. I'm not being disgruntled. I'm just saying we're living in a world that feeds in that. We cannot be a people of dishonor. We have to be a people of honor. We have to learn how to do this and how to do it well. Because Jesus said, listen, when you understand it fully, when you get the revelation of it, and you don't have honor for people, then I'm going to be limited. Jesus said, I'm going to be limited on what I can do for you. Okay. So this is a spirit that is moving across our land. Moving, accelerated, and actually celebrated. See, dishonor is rampant in our society. It should not be so in the house of God. Amen. And going back to that as well, I remember a time when you wouldn't see anybody coming on the property destroying stuff. You wouldn't see him. You wouldn't see him coming on God's property and tearing up anything. I'm telling you, they had too much fear of God.
That's right.
I'm being honest with you. Had just too much fear of God. Now we have to have security teams for what? We could be next with guns and fires and all that. Why is that? Because that's our culture. See, I remember a time when that wasn't happening. Why? We have degraded in our ability to show respect and honor to one another. We can't disagree without blowing up. So you begin to see the decline, but Jesus is saying, you know, you need to understand that this is very difficult to overcome. When you think about it, it's very difficult to overcome. It's because your dishonor sets in place a minimization of his power to do something. You won't know. Listen, I run across many marriages that are in deep, deep trouble. And they're both crying out for a breakthrough, but they haven't learned how to honor each other yet. They disrespect each other. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Because we cannot have honor, the breakthrough that he wants to give you, he can't give you because dishonor is in the house. I'm telling you the truth. I really am. And we need to understand that this happens. Amen or oh me, whichever one you want to give me, it's fine. But see, when we begin to teach our children, and it's okay, children, to disrespect your father. It's okay, children, to disrespect your mother, to be dishonorable to them. It's okay. When it's okay for them to grow up with that, when they get a job, they're going to think it's okay for them to tell their boss off and tell him anything that they want to tell him because they did it with mom and daddy. And they can't keep a job. At home, they got to put up with it or change it. At work, you're out of here. We don't have to put up with that. And we won't put up with it. Okay, I got an amen. I need that occasionally. I really do. I really need that occasionally. Just let me know that you're listening. Let me know that you're in this thing. And I told you that it's more than just a doing. It is a heart matter. It's got to be a heart matter. Because Jesus said, you know, with this thing about all the things that's coming out of your lips, it's this, but your worship is, your heart is far away from me. And he actually said, and because of that, the worship that you think you're doing, it's empty. Think about that. Worship is empty. You're going through all the motions that we normally do, but yet your worship is empty because there's no closeness to the Lord and there's no honor to Him. This is not a hard message. It should be an enlightening message. It's a message that gets to the point of saying, I've got to make some changes. And by God's grace and God's help, I'm going to make some changes, because now I'm going to understand that I can disagree without being disrespectful. I can disagree without dishonoring. Listen, when I was in school, when was that, Pastor? A long time ago. When I was in school, I met almost every member of the Board of Education. Every school that I went to, well, I don't think it was in the elementary, but junior high on, I met them all. You know why? It's because a lot of my behavior was disrespecting and dishonorable, and they ain't gonna tolerate it. Then, I'm just telling you the truth. Well, I don't believe in doing that. Well, we need to believe in discipline. Your kind is what you need to do. Okay, here's something else about dishonor, and I'm going to try to close in just a few minutes. Matthew 10 says this. Matthew 10:40. He who receives you receives me. This is red letters. He who receives you receives me. Think about it. Here's a brother or sister, and you're not receiving them. Then you don't receive Christ in them. You're pushing away Christ because you don't receive them. He said, whoever receives you receives me. And he who receives me receives him who sent me. Now we move from to receiving Jesus, and we're also receiving from the Father. Then he goes on and he said, he who receives the prophet in the name of the prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. Whoever receives a prophet in the name of a prophet receives a prophet's reward. What does that mean? When I recognize a gift or somebody that has, and by the way, it's not just a prophet. And you know, we want to just stick with the prophet. No, it's much more than that. It's a calling of people that has a calling on their life. Because next he says, he who receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. He spread it out, and we can't just say, okay, it's just the prophet that you have to honor. No, it's any of them that God sends. Have you ever been in a service before, and everybody's getting blessed but you? Everybody's experiencing the anointing. Everybody's experiencing this. Everybody's experiencing, I mean, wow, they're getting this and they're getting that. And everybody seems just so blessed and happy. And you're sitting there saying, Could it be? How many of y'all know what I'm talking about? You know, you went to church, everybody heard, but you didn't. Everybody got something, but you didn't. I don't really want to plow there long. I really don't. I think you get the point. Well, why didn't we? Could it be because there wasn't honor? Could be. He said, whoever received the prophet. And listen to this. If you receive the person as sent by God in your life, then whatever, listen to this, whatever reward they have, you're connected to it. You are in the system of whatever reward that they get, you're going to get. Doesn't mean you're going to get the gift. It means you're going to get the reward for them being obedient to that gift. Whatever reward system that they have given to them by God, by being what God has created them to be, every time you honor, you connect to that resource. That's what the Bible says. So every time we dishonor, well, I don't like what he said. I don't like how he said it. I don't like what he did. I don't like that message. Y'all hear me? Then every time we dishonor that, we cut ourselves off from the reward that they're getting that you can't get, you can't tap into. I hate to say that, but that's the truth. Y'all hearing me? Okay. He goes on and said, even a righteous man, if a righteous man is in your life, honor that righteous man, even if he messes up. And he said, whosoever in the name of a disciple gives one of my little ones a cup of cold water to drink, truly I say to you, he shall not lose his reward. Even down to saying, this little simple thing that you need, I'm going to give it to you. It's honor. So when you start disrespecting and dishonoring, you start minimizing the amount of miracles that you can get from that person or whatever reward that they have, you're cut off from it. Jesus' word said, if you honor them in that name of what they're doing, whatever the reward that they get for that act, you're going to get the same reward. I want that. How about you? I'd be glad to jump into some of the rewards that you guys have been part of, that you're about to receive. So if I honor you, I can get in on that. Okay. That's good stuff for me. You know, because I need all the reward I can get. Are you with me? I need all the reward I can get. Why? Because that's the way of God. See, we hear his word, but we don't have a revelation of it. Therefore, we don't practice it. I'm getting a revelation on this thing. Amen. I hope you are. One thing and we'll close. If we do not learn how to honor and we have children, we will teach our children to be dishonorable. And when that happens, let's look and see what happens. Genesis chapter 9. Genesis chapter 9. Now Noah came out of the ark with Shem and Ham and Japheth. And Ham was the father of Canaan. He had to put that in there. Ham was the father of Canaan. These three were the sons of Noah. And this is verse 18, I'm sorry. And from these, the whole earth was populated. Populated the earth from these three. Now when Noah began farming and planting. Now it's already landed. Ark's landed. They've already established that. They're populating the earth. Noah started farming and planted a vineyard, and he drank the wine and became drunk. Not a good thing. And he was uncovered inside his tent. He was naked in his tent, drunk, passed out. But there he was. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father. That word saw means he gazed at it. And he went out and told his two brothers. That word told means he had contempt. He told it with contempt and a delight. Are you hearing me? He had contempt for his father, and he delighted in sharing it. Okay, he tells the two brothers. The two brothers come. They get a garment, probably a blanket of some sort, and they're two together, and they lay the blanket over the back of their shoulders, and they walk in backwards, not looking at the naked. Not looking at the flesh of their father. And they keep walking over, and they see his feet, and they begin to lower the blanket because they're going to cover his neck. They want to cover his nakedness, and they drop that off, and they cover his nakedness. They cover his flesh that is showing. You hear the parallel of people's flesh versus natural flesh. Now, why did they do that? They had the spirit of honor. Ham did not have the spirit of honor. And it goes on down, and why is this so important? Because out of the mouth of Noah comes the blessings of the entire earth. And he blesses Shem, and he tells him how all the blessings that he's going to get. And he prophesies, and all of this that he's going to do. He looks at Japheth, and he prophesies about what he's going to do. But when he comes to Ham, listen to what he has to say to Ham. He says, "Cursed be Canaan." Now, some people preach it like Ham is cursed, but that's not what the Bible says. Cursed be Canaan. Canaan is his son. Because you have been dishonorable, disrespectful, with contempt and delight in it, your son is cursed. See, it impacts the generation of people when we have dishonor. Now, what's the big deal about that? I'll tell you what the big deal about that. From him came the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Jebusites, the Amorites, the Girgashites, the Hivites, and the Arkites, and the Sinites. All the ites, termites. I had to do that just to lighten the mood. I was getting bothered up here. You know. No, all of them were what? Enemies of God. They battled, all of those were enemies of God. Okay, so from his son, because of his dishonor, his son became one of the enemies of God, and every son that he had was an enemy of God. Every son that Canaan had was an enemy of God. Are you hearing me? They became all these ites, and I don't have time to do it, but all these ites represent something in our culture today that we have to battle. I don't have time to go into all that. But in Shem, Abraham came from the lineage of Shem, the father of faith. Y'all get the message today? There's consequences for showing dishonor. And we need to be a people of honor. You have to change that. If you agree that we have to change that, stand to your feet. We'll talk more about this in a few weeks, but because we need to learn, how do I do that? How many of you would like to know how to do that? So we'll do that in a couple of weeks. Father, I thank you for these people. We stand amazed that you would send people here. We're humbled by your love and your honor of this house. Lord, teach us, each and every one of us, from this moment on, to give honor, to learn how to honor. Because Lord, we don't want you to be restricted in any way in our lives any longer. We want everything that you have for us. We want the breakthroughs that we've been asking for. We want the things changed that you want to change. So Father, we ask you to begin to change our minds about how we do things. Teach us to honor one another, to our authorities, to our teachers, to our leaders. Teach us deeply to honor. Even though we may disagree, we won't dishonor. Because we want every blessing and every breakthrough, every miracle power that you want to do, we want you to have the freedom to do it and not hindered by our behavior and attitude. So we ask you to do this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. And everyone agreed by saying, amen, amen. Amen. I hope you enjoyed that. 2:00 today, go eat you a good lunch. Bring a chair or something and be at Mike Duncan's place. Can you put that thing back up so they can scan it? God bless you guys. See you there.
Thank you for listening to the Father's Vineyard podcast. If you'd like more information about Father's Vineyard, please visit us 24/7 at www.fathersvineyard.org, or you can call the office at 828-287-2868. Thanks again.